Now, let's go back to Matthew and continue there and read the remainder of Matthew 24, beginning with verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one taken and the other left. Now this passage about eating and drinking and giving in marriage and just going on about their daily living as though nothing were going to happen. Two being in the field, one taken and one left, and so on. This is depicting the end of the world. And he compares it to the time of Noah. People are going to be going about their business now, just as they were during the time of Noah. During the time of Noah, they had no concern for the fact that God was preparing to destroy this world. And they were going to be destroyed with it if they didn't make some changes in their lives. This didn't change them at all. And so it will be whenever the Son of Man comes again. They'll make no preparation. They'll not care at all for the fact that this world is going to be destroyed. And they won't even believe it. They won't even consider the fact in their daily actions. But they just go about like nothing were going to happen. And this is also found in Luke, the 17th chapter, where Jesus says these same words on a different occasion. Now, the Luke 17 is not the Mount Olivet prophecy, but he's talking about the coming of the kingdom. And as he talks there, he's using this same illustration about them going on about their business like in the days of Noah when the destruction is imminent. It is at hand. It has plainly been told that it's coming, and yet they give no thought at all to it. So we're still in Matthew 24, verse 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Now this is the main theme of this whole thing, is to watch, to be ready, because you do not know what hour he's going to come. No generation, from the very giving of this prophecy down to this present day, and if this world stands another 1,000 years, no generation will be able to say, we know he's not coming now. You cannot say this. These prophecies are designed in such a manner that you'll not be able to say he is not coming now. So he says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But we know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Now, the good man of the house would be the man in charge of the house. If he'd have known in what watch, that is, what hour of the night, the thief would come. The hour of the night was divided into 3 or 4 watches, depending on whether it was the Jewish or the Roman division of time. If he'd have known which watch that the house was going to be broken into, he wouldn't have suffered it to have happened. Now, to say his house to be broken up is referring to the fact that the houses at that time had the walls made out of clay or mortar made out of clay, and it was much easier for a thief just to dig in and break down the wall than it was to try to break down a door that had been fastened securely. So a thief would just dig down a wall to get into the house. And that's what he means when he says, would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, verse 44, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The very time that you may think that he's not coming, that might be the very time when he would come. So watch and be ready. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Now that is, he is faithful and he's wise, and he is giving his household meat in due season. He's taking care of the affairs of the house. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Now this is the very thing we cannot afford to do. We cannot afford to begin to say in our heart that the Lord delayeth his coming. We have to live and act and be ready for him to come at any hour of the day or night. We must be ready, because when we begin to delay and to say that the Lord is not coming, we can procrastinate. We do not have to obey. We do not have to do various things. Then is when we get into trouble. So, as he said, but and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So our main theme here is, we must be ready. We must be prepared for the Lord to come at any hour of the day or night. Now we're back to Luke 21, beginning with verse 34. And take heed.